Hey girl, and welcome to the L Potential Podcast. If you've got big dreams but don't know where to start, then this is your cue to keep listening. You've got this inner voice inside of you that is telling you that you are meant for so much more. And you're not wrong. There are 7.8 billion people in the world, and you are not meant to play small, to stay small, or to stay stuck in your current environment. My name is Brittany Tibbetts, and I am so passionate about growth and expansion. I mean, so passionate that I have teamed up with a group of powerhouse women, women of all different industries, who will share their steps, because there are no secrets, and what they did to break the barriers of their past environment so they could break the mold, tap into their potential, and reach that next level. And we all want you to do the same. We're cheering for you. As women, we know that we propel further faster when we support each other. So if you haven't done so already, please subscribe to this podcast, leave a review, and follow me on my Instagram at LPotential. Now let's pivot from our doubt and into our power by curating the lives of our dreams. You know you are meant for so much more, and your time is now. What? Like it's hard? Hey girl, hey, and welcome to another episode here on the L Potential Podcast. Tonight is a solo episode. I'm so excited to get behind the mic tonight and to just share something that transpired from a conversation that I had with my mom last night after interviewing one of the most inspiring women that I've ever met. She's a powerhouse in the architectural industry, and it kind of like catapulted me to think towards my growth journey, and her story, when I introduce you to her, is going to resonate. You're going to find pieces that are going to resonate with you. She literally has faced underestimation her whole life. There has been so many different things that she's experienced where the doors were basically slammed in her face. People laughed in her face, whether it be her immediate family, those in her external environment. And she still stayed persistent and consistent towards her goals. Anyways, you'll meet her. Her name is Nusha, and that'll be later in the season. And it got me thinking. So I called my mom and I was just like, this woman is incredible. I am so excited. I feel like it was such a gift getting to talk to her and getting to know her story. She also has a memoir, and I'll share that too. It's called Nusha in a Memoir. It's so good. I couldn't put it down. I read it before I invited her onto the podcast. And anyways, I just have to share, we're getting towards the end of the year here, so naturally I'm reflecting and thinking of, oh my gosh, like all the things that I've accomplished or just that I set out to achieve at the start of this year. And it's kind of crazy, and I hope you do the same thing and be proud of yourself for the progress that you've made, the ground that you've covered, and just hopefully you're in a place where you are like just in a completely different spot than where you first started, whether it be physically, mentally, emotionally. And I think that's a big thing to note, because a lot of us put this pressure on ourselves that we have to physically be in a different place than we were at the start of the year, but that's not necessarily the case. There's so many different pillars in life, and if you can get yourself into an emotionally different level or a spiritual different level, it doesn't matter. As long as you are constantly making strides to improve, to grow, and empowering yourself to just expand your mindset. I think that's the big, I always say this, but I truly feel that's the name of the game in life. And naturally, on the phone with my mom, and then she was like, Brittany, do you know what I was thinking about? I was thinking about how my biggest catapult happened after my 30th birthday. We had just lost my dad. It was almost a full year. And my family, my sisters, my mom, my husband, we all decided that we were going to go to Vegas and ring in my big 3-0 the right way and visit my uncle. And I just remember being on the plane, leaving Vegas, headed to California with Trent, and thinking, oh my gosh, please allow my book to download before the plane takes off. So I had frantically, as per usual, am on Amazon trying to research books really quick that are audio that I can listen to when I travel. I'm a big audiobook person. I feel like you can cover so much ground by putting on a book and listening to it, whether it be cleaning your house or traveling, whatever it may be, like exercising, it doesn't matter. But anyways, so I had found this book and I was trying to download it. before the plane was taking off, and I remember I was having some issues, and luckily it downloaded, so I was able to listen to it, but I literally had the chills as I was reading it. It was called, it's kind of corny, and I was very skeptical about this book too, I'm not gonna lie, but it was called The Audacity to Be Queen, and it was the reviews that had stood out to me. So naturally, I'm like, all right, I'll give this a shot. I always listen to the audio sample, and it was, you know, it seemed good. There was a hook, and I, you know, was able to lean right into it. Anyways, as I'm listening to this woman, Gina DeVee, share her story, I had the freaking chills, and I remember thinking, okay, it's go time, it's show time. I am ready to do whatever it is to transform my life and to transform myself to live outside of my comfort zone. I have been living in my comfort zone for far too long, and naturally, I've always been a very growth-oriented person, but you can always stretch yourself a little bit more. So anyways, that book literally was the catapult that had literally caused me to transform my mindset, my life, everything. And I don't know if it was because I was already in a place where leading up to that year, leading up to when I had first read that book, I had already lost my dad. And so that in itself, you go through so many emotions and it's so confusing. And just, if you haven't listened to the last episode where me and my sister Sydney were on, we talk about our experience of dealing with my dad's sickness growing up and then how we were handling the grief process. And it's so interesting, but I was just this whole, I was digesting my thoughts and trying to understand everything and giving a new meaning and seeing things through a different lens. And I just feel like if you've lost someone close to you, you might be able to relate to what I'm talking about. But anyways, so I don't know if that was the true catapult. I mean, it's definitely a huge factor, and I would say probably the main factor. However, this book was huge. So I was curious about the author, Gina DeVee. So I was like, you know what? I am just going to research who is this woman, and I feel like I resonate with her so much. And it was so strange because after I got back from California, as I was Googling her, I saw that she was having an event in New York City. And keep in mind, this is like the days where we were just coming out of the pandemic, coming out of the scared, everything was closed, hide in your house, mindset, mentality, the way society was. Oh, which by the way, I hated, and I know you probably did too, such a weird time. And I remember being like, I have to go. Like, what are the chances that I found this book? I'm researching this woman and she is having an event in New York, like let alone New York. Like I am from New York. So this is a highly accessible event for me. And I just leaned right into it. I'm like, this is it. I feel like I am just getting these signs to keep going and flowing and staying in the flow of this. So I just signed up, met my really good friend, Barbara, Curl Vitality. And I say that because I had her on, I think she's my first guest actually on the El Potential podcast. So if you haven't listened to that, go back, rewind, and go to season one, check her out, Barbara Kumlavage, which by the way, I am so excited. Her wedding is a New Year's Eve wedding and we are literally in crunch time. It's almost time for her to get married. And I just think that New Year's Eve weddings, bringing in the new year, they're just the absolute best. So anyways, back to my story. I am, you know, on the phone with my mom and we're reflecting on all of these different things of just my journey and how I started the El Potential podcast. And it was so interesting because it wasn't until I had finished my first season where I was like, oh my God, I cannot believe this, but I am literally going back to my childhood passion, which was journalism. And when I tell you I was passionate about journalism when I was in kindergarten, first grade, I will just share some insight. Let's pull back the curtains. I remember going to my school librarian and asking her if she could give me all the books on Oprah Winfrey, Barbara Walters, and Katie Couric because I was obsessed with them. I read every biography, every autobiography. I wanted to know everything about them because I wanted to be just like them. I loved, especially with Oprah, how she was able to connect with all different people from all over the world, and they were just able to open up, share their story. I was just addicted. I remember the early days of her talk show, and I don't know if it was her early days, but it was my early days, I should say, Because again, keep in mind, I was like first grade here. And I remember being so excited to watch it. So it's so interesting because it wasn't until I finished my first season of El Potential where I had my Oprah aha moment to be like, oh my God, you are literally going back to your childhood passion of becoming a news anchor or becoming a presence in the media. And it was just so exciting to me. And I literally had the chills and almost freaked out because I had no intention when I started this journey and just all the different things that led me up into this point. So I talked about reading that book for my 30th birthday, and then going to this women's convention, networking convention, meeting with my good friend Barbara, and then coming up with the idea of how I wanted to create a women's empowerment brand, coaching different women of all different industries, and then realizing, I remember, I was actually on the phone with Barbara, and I was like, you know, I'm going to start a podcast. I want to start a podcast where I interview women of all different industries to share their story of how they got to where they were today, how they broke the glass ceilings, pushed past the barriers that were holding them back, whether it be external or internal, and just share how they got to where they are, because so many people who are trying to push and reach new heights sometimes become really defeated. And I know if you're listening, you can probably relate to this in some regard because we all are humans. We all go through this. And just to have this positive, inspiring podcast where it opens you up to whether you need a bump to keep going, it gives you that bump. It gives you that burst of energy or puts you in alignment with someone else who is in similar type of energy field as you. Because I truly feel that energy is magnetic and energy is everything and energy is the source fuel behind your momentum that you make. I'm just feeling incredibly blessed for the different women that I have met throughout my platform of the El Potential podcast. And I hope that you as a listener are feeling inspired too. And it's hard. Like I'm sure if you go back and listen to my first season, you can even see my own growth through the interview process. I mean, if you've been following my story, you know that by day, I'm in the dental industry. I, by trade, am a dental hygienist, but I'm now in the operational aspect of the dental health industry. And it's just so interesting because I'm just so excited to be leaning more back into a passion that I steered away from. And it goes back to the whole intention of the podcast, which is staying true to your goals and not letting anyone influence you to take a detour off of that path, not a detour, but to just deviate from that path and to stay true to your goals. And it's interesting, and momentum is everything. And when you get into a state of flow and you start seeing opportunities because you're looking for them. And as we know, the goal achieving process is not linear. And when you are goal oriented and growth oriented, you're always going to look for an opportunity to say yes to that will help propel you closer to your desired outcome. And so naturally, that's how I feel. I started on this journey, and it probably the catapult, I know I said was a book, but probably, I mean, obviously more so is my dad passing. And then just constantly seeing different opportunities, saying yes, leaning into them, pushing myself outside of my comfort zone, which is not easy at all. Like I still struggle with it. And I know I'm on here and I'm interviewing people and I'm, you know, this whatever, but I'm a human too. And it's not always easy. It's challenging. So anyways, when you are so passionate about something, you don't see hard work and you don't see the level of commitment that it takes to achieve something as a barrier. You find a way to make things happen so you can keep pushing forward. So now it's 2022, it's December, and we are approaching a new year. Hello, 2023. I am, like probably most of you, reflecting on this past year. I think it's incredibly important to do, and just trying to figure out, and this is a key point too. A lot of us think when we reflect back to the start of the year, you have this high expectation where you feel like you need to physically be in a different spot than where you were when you first started out the year. And no, like absolutely not. That is not the case. There are so many different pillars to life and the different pillars to the aspects of growth that it's not just a physical location. It can be where you've evolved emotionally or you've evolved spiritually. And I think this is so important. So give yourself credit where credit is due. Stop being so hard on yourself and go through. I'm encouraging you right now to sit down at some point this upcoming week and to literally list out all of the different opportunities and the different goals and just the different things that have helped stretch you throughout the year that then led you to a new opportunity. And did you build off of that? Did it build a momentum? And then did you keep taking action and then achieve something else? And it's really incredible when you do that. And honestly, it's a great energetic foundation to have to enter a new year with, because guess what? You are going to want to continue to expand off of that and to kick it into gear. You're going to feel energized as we enter a new year. And I don't know, but that's just the name of the game. Like, I'm a very growth oriented person. So this is where my mindset is at. And I'm just sharing a little bit of that with you tonight. Maybe a whole lot of it. I don't know. But anyways, so I'm sitting here and I know I announced this on my Instagram a week ago because I was starting to record a podcast last weekend. But if you're following me, you know that I am getting ready to put my STR, my short-term rental property with Trent, on the market. So exciting. It's our first short-term rental property. We have a portfolio of long-term rental properties, and this was something that I had entered the new year. I literally told Trent, I want to invest in a short-term rental property and I want to get into that arena this year. And so here we are, so excited. It's a goal that we both were able to accomplish. And I give Trent a lot of credit too, because he found the property off market in a highly desired drivable destination. Because if you have read or listened to my podcast episode where I had Avery Carl on, and she's literally the expert and founder, CEO of the Short Term Shop, where she also has a book, and that's how I found her. And I think it's called The Short Term Shop, actually, is her book. But she gives so much advice and insight onto how to successfully run a short-term rental property. And I say run, that sounds really weird. That is not the correct term, but basically how to manage, operate, whatever, just get into that arena. And so she was a big mentor for me. And I had her on the podcast, which is also really huge. I really appreciated her being on there. I was a little intimidated throughout that interview. I'm being so transparent right now, and you probably can tell as you go back and listen to it. But guess what? You live, you learn, you never fail, you always grow. And so you take whatever it is that you were challenged with and you learn from it. So Avery, if you're listening, I truly appreciate the opportunity to talk with you. And I've learned so much from just the whole interview process from when I first had you on. So now I'm going to share with you what I am working on as a big need to improve on 2023. I've already started taking action on this, but in 2023, I want to become a better decision maker. And it's true. Like, how much time do you waste sitting on a decision because you're afraid that you're going to make the wrong choice? I mean, come on, that's not doing anyone any favors. And the longer you wait, it's just procrastination. And the longer you wait, is it because it's a form of perfectionism, because you want to make sure you're making the perfect decision to get the perfect outcome? And we know perfectionism is a form of procrastination. So just be mindful of that. But that's one of my biggest things that I want to do, is just to say, okay, here's two choices. I'm going to go with choice A and just move forwards with that. And that's not my only goal that I have set for 2023. But that is one of my biggest needle movers, is my ability to make quick, decisive decisions. So anyways, naturally, I'm a bit of an analytical nerd, which I did not realize until I was 30 how analytical I was, or how I am, and I'm researching the power of making a decision and the different reasons of why there's so much benefits to being able to make a quick decision. So naturally, I've got to go into this with you to share what some of my very extensive research, what I've found. And I'm being totally sarcastic, by the way, because this is just a quick Google research that I did. Your entire life is defined by the sum of your decision making and the actions that you take along the way. Because keep in mind, your actions are a decision. You had to make a decision in order to lead you to take action. And so there's so much power in making a decision, even when you're not sure if it's the right one. And so that's why a lot of successful people aren't afraid to, they're really good decision makers. They are quick and great at making a decision, but it doesn't mean that they are always making the right decision. They just are great and comfortable with taking risks. They bet on themselves. They bet on their knowledge and the information that they have in that moment. They're taking a calculated risk in a direction of what they think is right at that time. And now here's the thing. If it's not the right decision, then ultimately you're just going to take that and you're going to learn from it and you're going to grow from it. And this is the same message that I keep saying. So you see the pattern, right? Decisions aren't easy and it can definitely be really overwhelming if you're being pressed to make a quick decision, especially if there's a magnitude of potential risk involved based on the outcome. And that's the thing though, the more that you get yourself involved in, the bigger your decisions are going to become. And so this is where, you know, as you keep climbing different steps, you're going to see just the different decisions that you have to make are going to become more and more challenging. But that's the fun part too to it. It's almost like a game. And you can't be afraid. You don't want to be like a deer in headlights when you're faced to make a decision. So I don't know if you follow the law of attraction, but it states that whatever you focus on will come back to you. So you're basically like a magnet. But I often will practice visualizing my goals or visualizing something and almost pretending like I'm a magnet and feeling like that energetic field or that magnetic pulling. And that's a big thing with manifestation, growth, whatever. So if you don't do that or if you do it, like I welcome you to try it. So basically the law of attraction states that it's like your ability to manifest. And so when you fully commit to a decision, you're basically fully committing or creating that clarity towards a vision, because everything that you do from then on is you've already decided on a path. And that's one of the biggest factors towards manifestation is your commitment. It's not even just manifestation, but just your commitment to a goal. Like you're more likely to achieve something if you are clearly focused and clearly taking action that's in alignment towards the direction that you're trying to go towards. That's just something, some food for thought. I've worked with a lot of mentors, and a lot of the mentors that I've worked with, they always have the same technique. And I'm just going to share this. I've paid a lot of money for working with some of my mentors, and their common theme is to visualize your goals. And they recommend it daily. Like they all recommended starting your day with visualizing your goals and ending your day with visualizing your goals. So that's just something to keep in mind. But if you constantly are visualizing your goals, you're constantly keeping your energy towards like that you're attracting the opportunities and the energy towards achieving that goal. So you're going to see the different opportunities. You're going to take action and you're going to make decisions based on your ability to see them because you're visualizing it every morning and every night. Anyways, I know I always go a little bit in detail and depth. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode. It has honestly been so much fun opening up and sharing some insight onto what I've been doing to prepare for the new year and just also my journey of how I got to where I am and being in the position where I am so excited to be releasing another season 3 of the El Potential podcast. I truly appreciate you listening and following along. And if there is any female powerhouses out there of their industry that you would like me to interview or to have on so you can learn about their story, please DM me. And also, don't forget, if you are enjoying the episodes, if you could please leave a review on your streaming station, that would mean so much. It only helps put us on the map. All right, well, I hope that you have a wonderful holiday season, and I will be connecting with you soon. All right, have a great rest of your night. Have a great day, and I look forward to the next time that we chat. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. If you're enjoying the podcast like I am and love meeting different powerhouse women of all different industries, leave a review, share each episode with your friends. It only helps put us on the map. We know that as women, we propel further faster when we collaborate. And you have this voice inside of you that has been telling you that you're meant for so much more. You know it. I know it. Your time is now. What? Like it's hard?